Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Containment of a forest fire is expected despite troubles from strong winds. Authorities expect to have the 330-acre Dillon Fire burning on the Klamath and Six Rivers National Forest contained today. The Dillon Fire was ignited Friday along California Highway 96, approximately 15 miles southwest of Happy Camp, California. Many small roadside fires over a 20-mile stretch of highway caused the closure of Highway 96 from Tybar to Coon Creek. Last night, Arcata police conducted a traffic stop on northbound Highway 101 from Gentoli Lane. Reportedly, meth was found. 26-year-old Aaron Riley was taken into custody for possession and parole violation, while 28-year-old Darylin Riley was taken into custody for possession and probation as well. While conducting a follow-up investigation at the Arcata Motel 6 near 11:30 last night, officers contacted Riley in one of the rooms after she had been booked and released from the Humboldt County Jail. During the contact, officers report finding more meth. Riley was taken into custody for possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia, as well as probation violation. And 36-year-old Tommy Horton was also contacted and taken into custody on similar charges. The search for a new chief for the Eureka Police Department, which a week ago looked like a lock, will take a step back now that City Manager David Tyson's top candidate has removed himself from consideration.
Yeah, we had gone through our selection process and had narrowed the list to actually three candidates, and then from there even further to a single candidate that I was very interested in, thought was very capable of the job, and here just this past week he withdrew from the...
Captain Merle Harpham has served as the interim chief since Gar Nielsen was fired last year, and Tyson has made it a point to keep the city council apprised of the situation.
I will be going to council at the next city council meeting to talk to them about the process, where we're at in that process, and certainly get their input into where they would like me to go from here.
Tyson, who steps down at the end of the year, thinks that the best route.
Normally, the city manager would probably not seek the council's advice at this point in the process. They get to be the final approval body in this. But since I'm leaving in December they're going to be hiring a new city manager, I really want the council to weigh in on this decision and give me direction on how they would like me to proceed with the hiring of their next police chief.
As to what happens now in the hiring and recruitment of a new chief, Tyson says...
We'll certainly keep the other candidates in the mix, I will be recommending to the council that we go back out and seek additional applicants for the position of police chief in Eureka.
More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
For this month's Our Community segment, we are discussing disaster preparedness for our region. We talked with Dan Larkin of the Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services. Our region is a hotspot for small earthquakes that occur on a daily basis. Quakes can trigger tsunamis, which also can threaten the coast from southern Oregon to northern California. Larkin outlines both.
Remember that if we have the worst case scenario, the earthquake is the thing that's going to cause most of the infrastructure damage. Power lines down, water mains broken, roadways closed. The tsunami is going to come ashore in those areas that are low-lying, and it is going to cause complete destruction.
Larkin points out that while being prepared for disaster with a 2 to 3 day supply is a good idea, being able to last longer safely, that's better.
Get as much food and water as you possibly can. Get batteries. Get your. If you're a camper, you're three steps ahead of the game because you have your camp stove and your tent and your sleeping bags and whatnot.
Stay tuned next Monday as we continue with our community. For the KIN Essence of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.